Scripture reading from Luke 1, 39 to 55 in The Voice. That's a different version that I don't think I've read before.
Awesome,
good. Okay, Mary immediately got up and hurried to the hill country in the province of Judah, where her cousins Zacharias and Elizabeth lived. When Mary entered their home and greeted Elizabeth, who felt her baby leap in her womb, Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit. "You are blessed, Mary, blessed among all women, and the child you bear is blessed. And blessed am I as well, that the mother of my Lord has come to me. As soon as I heard your voice greet me, my baby leaped for joy within me. How fortunate you are, Mary, for you believed that what the Lord told you would be fulfilled. Mary, my soul lifts up the Lord. My spirit celebrates God, my liberator. For though I am God's humble servant, God has noticed me. Now and forever I will be considered blessed by all generations, for the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is God's name. From generation to generation, God's loving kindness endures for those who revere him. God's arm has accomplished mighty deeds. The proud in mind and heart, God has sent away in disarray. The rulers from their high positions of power, God has brought down low. And those who were humble and lowly, God has elevated with dignity. The hungry, God has filled with fine food. The rich, God has dismissed with nothing in their hands. To Israel, God's servant, God has given help. As promised to our ancestors, remembering Abraham and his descendants in mercy forever. The word of the Lord.
Good morning, Genesis. You know, we hear the story, we read the scripture, we remember the story, and we script it in pageantry, we sing songs about it, and it's about Christmas. Every year we come back to the same story over and over again. Now, what if a story 2,000 years ago actually has relevance today? Why does a story 2,000 years ago have relevance today? And what if the story that was written 2,000 years ago, that was lived out and walked through, and we now come and we celebrate, is actually still going on? So what I'd like to suggest to you is, while that story is complete, it really did happen, that story is complete, what if it's not finished? And what if we, here today, in all that we're living in, get to continue the story on? So if you would, I just want to pray just a moment before we begin, before we dive into all of this. God, I just say, here we are. We come to an ancient story that we all know in many ways and through different lens. And I ask that you would open our eyes in new ways to continue to be a part of this story. Just to continue to be a part of this story. Where we are today. Amen. So one of the things I love to do, I love Christmas. I absolutely love it. I love the Christmas carols. And it was about 24 years ago, there was a song that came out that I really liked. And I remember the first time I heard it, I had two small kids and I was walking with it. And it was Mary, Did You Know? And maybe it was because I'm a mother. Maybe that's part of it. But I'd hear the story and I'd hear the song is, Mary, did you know that this babe you carry will someday walk on water? Did you know that he would cause the blind to see? He would cause the lame to leap? Did you know all this? And I love the song. I love the song because I love the mystery of, wow, Mary, at one point you said yes to God, and all this other story kept unfolding. So there's some things as this week as I was preparing, I realized this story of Christmas and the story of Mary and Elizabeth, it took on some deeper meaning. And to be honest with you, I listed out about 10 things I saw in this story. So if we did all 10 of them, we'd be here till tomorrow. So we're not going to do that. But I pulled out two. And I pulled out two things that I think are really important from this story. And we're just going to see if we can dive into these, okay? So we'll just do these two this morning. One is that we never know what a yes to God will do and create in us, but also what it will create for others. We have no idea what our yes will create in others. And number two is God always provides someone for us to walk with. Always. Hands down. Look all through Scripture and you will see over and over again, Moses had Aaron. Look at the disciples. They had each other. Over and over again. And what God provided for Mary was an Elizabeth. And I believe that we're living in a day and age where there are lots of Elizabeths out there. So Mary said yes to God. Yes, I will carry this child. And a couple weeks ago, Steve said, how about if you read the scripture and instead of saying Jesus, because what Jesus actually means in the when it's translated, it means salvation. So what if you read the text, the Christmas story, and Mary said yes to salvation coming into her and being a part of her. And she said, yes, God, here I am. Okay, I'll say yes to salvation. Like, how is this going to happen? But she said yes. Didn't know how it would happen. She had no idea what her yes would be. Absolutely no idea what would follow post that. But she said yes to salvation. So I have a question for everybody. And we have all plays here at Genesis because we believe that the chorus is better than just the monologue. So my first all play today is, what do you think Mary expected when she said yes to God? Whew. To wake up and have it be a dream. Yeah. She didn't know. Thus they wrote the song, Carol. Yeah. You know that? Right, it didn't come till after, but because she didn't know, the song did come. You're right. Mark Lowry should know that. I think that's who wrote it. I don't know. Yeah, sorry. Okay, what else? What do you expect when you say yes to God? That he'll provide? Blessing? It happens now. Ooh, yeah. Time frame, my time frame, not God's time frame, right? Yeah. What else? What do we expect when we say yes to God? That he'll take us to the limit of what we can handle on our own. Somebody else had something else. A lot of unknowns. Potential turmoil. Turmoil, what? Oh, being glad we said it. Thank you. Thank you. It will change lives. It will change lives. What's interesting about way too often, I'm going to be full confession here, I see my yes to God as a conclusion and not as an invitation. A conclusion. Oh, wow, I wrestle. Am I going to say yes? Am I going to say yes? Am I going to? Okay, I say yes, and I'm like, phew, got that done. And I see my yes as a conclusion. And what I'd like to submit to you today to think about is, what if our yes to God is God going, okay, now, yeah, okay, yeah, now let's get busy. We've got some things we can do. Because I don't think God saw Mary's yes as a conclusion. In fact, I think the text shows us it wasn't a conclusion because it says that immediately Mary got up and hurried to the hill country in the province of Judea, and Mary entered their home and greeted Elizabeth and felt her baby leap in her womb. The story wasn't over. Her yes led her to hurry to the hill country of Judea. We don't even know the town she went to, but what I think is important, and we know in Scripture that it's important that names mean something, Judah means he shall be praised. Do you think Mary was running to the hill country with her questions, a bit scared, like, what does this really mean? I don't really know. God came to me. I've never had this happen before. I mean, it's not every day an angel shows up and tells you you're going to bear God's son, right? She doesn't know what that means, so she goes running to the hill country, he shall be praised, and into the house of her cousin, Elizabeth. And you know, Elizabeth is one of two names in Scripture that has a dual meaning, and it means God as oath and God as seven. Well, what does that mean? What do you think God as oath might mean? This is an all play. What does God as oath mean? Truth. solid. Oh, I like that, like a rock. Okay. Promise. What? Faithful. Oath, promise, strong, faithful. What if when we say yes to God, what we need more than anything are places where we can go and we can hear strength, truth, promise, because we don't know what the next step will be. We don't know what it's going to look like. Because what we do know from Scripture, I mean, we do know from Matthew, is guess what? Not always do our yeses to God create pleasant side effects for other people. We know in Matthew 1 that Joseph actually was going to have Mary, you know, put away quietly. It created a little pain for Joseph. It created some awkwardness. I mean, Mary, we don't know why. Text doesn't tell us why she went to Elizabeth. Doesn't tell us why. We don't know the answer to some of these questions. But I can tell you from my own experience that when I say yes to God, sometimes it hurts. And sometimes other people might get hurt. A couple months ago, I said yes to God in a process of walking with some people. And unbeknownst to me, what I didn't realize is that my yes, post my yes, there was chaos and misunderstanding and pain. And what I didn't realize was that my yes would ultimately hurt someone. I didn't realize that my yes wouldn't just hurt someone, it would hurt somebody I love very much. And I remember this feeling of wanting to run. I wanted to hide. I wanted to run to all of the assumptions. I wanted to correct everything that was being thought. I wanted to fix everything that I thought was creating the discomfort. And in the midst of all this swirling, I kept saying, yes, God, I said yes to you. Why? Why is it creating this? And I remember running, teary-eyed, confused, weary, scared, struggling to remember who I was, to a dear friend and an Elizabeth in my life. And I just said, I was scared. I admitted it. I was like, I don't know what to do. And this friend said to me, Becky, God sees your heart. And then he asked me a really important question. Becky, what might God have for everybody in this, not just you? And you know what came from that? I began to breathe again. And from that became this thing of I said, yes, God, yes. I'm not going to say yes, but I'm going to say yes. And I felt in my spirit something rise up. And there's more. My yes may not be for the purpose of creating comfort in everybody around me. But my yes has the freedom to cause us to walk a process that can bring healing. Ultimately, together. So what might your yes stir up? My second point is, first point, one thing I think is really important to notice is all those places where Mary got up immediately and she ran to Elizabeth. She ran to this place, this house of oath, and she ran to this place where he will be praised, because maybe deep inside of her, that's where I could identify she didn't actually know how to take the next step alone, and she wasn't created to do it alone. And where I get that is if you go back in Genesis 1, what did God create? He created community when he created the first man and woman. He created them to see one another. He created us to be seen. And the power of that is we aren't meant to do this journey alone. We aren't meant to. And when we try, and I cannot tell you how many times I hear this when I'm talking to people, and they'll say, I've just got to figure this out on my own, and then I can do this. Really? Do we really need to figure this out on our own? Is that really the best possible scenario for where God is going to show up? Because in Scripture, it's God and community. In fact, God says over and over again, or Jesus said in the New Testament, he says, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind, but love your neighbor as you love yourself. So what if it's not just about us? What if our yes? Yes, God. Yes, I will say yes, God, even though I don't understand, is for the very next step to be that ultimately we enter into a deeper place of trusting another. Because God provides others to walk with us. And it may not be convenient. It may not look like you think it will. And it may be in the hill country. Did you know that Judah was actually 80 to 100 miles away from Mary? 80 to 100 miles away. If she's walking, that's 4 to 5 days' journey. That's not convenient. If she's in a caravan, maybe 3 to 5 days. But do you think she had a little bit to think about on those 3 to 5 days? Do you think maybe? So my challenge is sometimes our Elizabeths aren't convenient. But Elizabeth got his oath. Elizabeth's response to Mary, and in my version it says Elizabeth shouted, and in the original Greek what it says, spoke in a loud voice. And how would you like to have this spoken to you in a loud voice? You are blessed! Blessed among all women. And the child you bear is blessed. So what you've said yes to is blessed. And as a result, I am blessed as well. And the mother of my Lord has come to me. How in the world did Elizabeth know this to be true? How in the world could Elizabeth speak these words so freely? But not just freely, she spoke them strongly. As my friend said to me, what if, Becky, it's not just about you? What if it's about God has something for everybody in this? Would I trust that? I was at a dinner this last couple weeks, and last week, everything that has happened this week, I've just been really aware of Mary and Elizabeth moments. And I was at a dinner this last week, and I overheard this conversation, and this woman told this story. She had she was sitting at a table, and she'd spoken about using her talent of painting and that God was asking her to say, would she say yes? She was sitting across from a little 8 to 10-year-old boy, and the little 8 to 10-year-old boy looked at her, and his face was aghast, and he says, why would you not say yes to God? In his innocence, his 8, 10-year-old, the wisdom of an 8 to 10-year-old boy, spoke to her heart, and now 5 years later, she's a professional portrait painter. She said yes to her talent. She said yes to God, and she says, every time I pick up that paintbrush and I put it to the canvas, I remember that little boy's face. That little boy was an Elizabeth in her life. So don't get confused that Elizabeths have to be old and have gray hair. They don't. Elizabeths are people in our life that are willing to celebrate and recognize there is a God, and it's not you, and they're willing to name it. One other time, not long ago, I was sitting in a study session with a young man, and he was sitting there telling about how his heart had become hardened by the things that had happened in the church. And he was returning to the church, and he was coming back, and he was asking really hard questions. And he said, in a very casual voice, he said, I want to reclaim my name, the meaning of my name. It's David. I just want to reclaim my name. And my insides jumped. I was like, oh my goodness, I could feel it. And I turned to him and I wanted to stand and I wanted to shout and scream. I hadn't read this passage yet. I would have shouted and screamed. But I reined in my shouting and screaming and looked at him and I go, well, what if you being here is part of reclaiming your name. Now, if it's Chris, I mean, Scripture gives us permission. We can shout at people if we need to. I'm just saying. It's in the Scripture. Yes. But what if we shouted our blessing versus so often what do? Let me think about that. Have you thought through all the options? Well, have you considered this? And, well, I'll believe it when I see it. What if we poured forth our blessing on people to recognize they're in the process? What does it mean to be an Elizabeth? So I want you to think about right now, and I want you to think in your mind of somebody who's been an Elizabeth to you. I want you to conjure up that person. Think about it. Think about that person. Some point, somebody's spoken a word to you, and you just heard it, and you knew that they saw you. You knew it and you owned it and you held it. You got that person in mind? Hello? Okay, good. Okay, you got the person in mind? Okay, what makes them an Elizabeth? This is an all play. What attributes do they hold that make them an Elizabeth?
Availability.
Trust. What? Honesty. Listen. Vulnerability. Non-judgmental. Oh my goodness. Loyalty, trust, non-judgmental. Genesis, what if we were a people that were willing to say yes to God? We were willing to risk the impossible. We'd say, what if God's asking us to forgive the person that there's no way possible I can forgive that person. I will not forgive that person. What if God's asking us to say yes to just showing up once a week? Just showing up and being here, or just showing up in a relationship and actually being there, or just showing up and saying, I'll say yes to who you are, God, even though I don't know fully what that means. I'll say yes because what if God wants to provide you with an Elizabeth? And I'm here to tell you, Genesis, there are Elizabeths all over the place, and they may not be who you expect them to be. They may not be who you expect them to be. My one final challenge to you is, can you be an Elizabeth? Can you notice when something leaps inside of you? Can you notice somebody coming up to you and sharing something, and something just sparks inside of you? I noticed it this morning. I was nervous about coming up here, and I got to meet Finn. I got to go see the Star Wars movie this week, and I had been working all week to figure out how in the world can I just say in the sermon that I got to see Star Wars this week. I know that's really petty, but the truth of the matter was is Star Wars marked something in me 30 years ago. It marked something in me. And I met Finn, and there is a Finn. No spoiler alerts here. I will tell you nothing, but there is a Finn in the movie. And I turned around this morning. Yes, Finn. Yes, yes. I turned around this morning, and I greeted Finn, and I looked at Finn, and I said, your name's Finn? Like Finn? He goes, yeah. And it was just like God said, Becky, I know you want to put Star Wars in there. That's okay. What if God's really actually that playful? What if God really is actually that involved in our lives that God sees all of who we are? And I don't mean all of who I am. I mean all of who we are, and wants us to be joined together in community, that when we say yes, God, God will provide our Elizabeths. Thank you, Finn. You were an Elizabeth to me this morning in a way, reminding me that God not only sees us, God is absolutely passionate about helping us to see one another and causing us to grow in our Elizabeth qualities. There's another part, one more part of this that I had to go back to the song, Mary, Did You Know? And I hate to break it to you, but Mary didn't know. She didn't know. She didn't know that her yes would ultimately lead to this person that would grow, the salvation growing inside of her, and would give birth to all these other things. She didn't know. And there's no way you will know either what your yes will create. Our yes to God, I believe, is an invitation. It's not a conclusion. It's our yes to love others. Our yes to love others can create in others the capacity to experience God, but to also experience more of who we are in God. Our yes to God is a yes for us to love ourselves in deeper ways and to give ourselves permission that we are in process. Our yes to God can give us the courage to forgive our enemies. even the ones that seem impossible. Our yes to God can help us let go of bitterness that has entrenched us in a way of viewing the world that we can see, we don't see hope. Our yes to God can help us to not run from painful places. Our yes to God can help us as we help others. The Christmas story of Mary and Elizabeth, it may be complete. It has a beginning, it has a middle, and it has a completion, a conclusion that we all know, and it's part of why we're all here. But it is far from being finished. It continues in you, and 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 me today. It continues today. Every time we say yes, it will continue tomorrow. Every time we say yes, and it will continue on into generations to come that we will never see. Your yes to God opens up the way for you to see the Elizabeths in your life that can help you walk out the blessing of all that God is calling to life. So will you say yes? Will you say yes today, right now where you're at, to whatever it is that is stirring in your heart? Because salvation, oops, that's my timer, shoot. Sorry. I don't know how else to do this. I'm just being really honest. I don't know how to preach a sermon in 25 minutes. I'm still learning, so I have a timer that's supposed to go off silently in my back pocket to kind of tell me, but it totally messed me up. So I've said yes to God learning how to preach, but I'm still learning, so be with me in process. Will you say yes to what is stirring inside of you today, to the invitation of salvation? Which salvation actually means is to deliver us from harm. Because what I know about saying yes to God is it will stretch your faith. But if all we're going to say yes to is what we know will be the outcome, then all we've done is said yes to an elevated view of who we are. I'm going to say that one more time. If we say yes to an outcome that we know, all we're saying yes to is an elevated view of who we are. Because there's no way possible you can know all of what your yes is going to produce, going to create, going to cause to happen for generations to come. Because it's an invitation. Let your yes be an invitation to join God where God's at work right now in your life, in our community, in your workplaces, in your families, all of that. Let your yes be the invitation to, okay, God, what are we going to do now? Because I don't see a way through this. I don't even see how this is possible. Mary said, how can this happen? I haven't even been with, wait, how is this going to happen? Okay, yes, and she immediately ran to Elizabeth. So, Genesis Covenant Church, can we say yes to the impossible in order to hear the words of the Elizabeths in our life and become the Elizabeths that we bless what is coming to life and in process? Will you say yes to the invitation of salvation to be born anew in and through you and to become the Elizabeth that God sees you actually are? We're going to go into 60 seconds of silence, and I encourage you to just listen to what God wants to speak to your own heart.